Well, it'll certainly bring it to life. Tony Blair is the person who made a very personal point of waging the war. He made the case for the war very effectively to the House of Commons, and he's the person who a lot of people in the country believe sold the country a false prospectus. So he's there. That will give it a kind of feeling that the real central issue, the central person, is being tackled, and I can't help but believe that will bring it to life.
Now, the sort of legal issues, the issue of whether the war was legal or illegal, still hasn't gone away. What's the kind of status of that line of inquiry?
Well, it's interesting. We're seeing reports now that a whole load of lawyers from high up in the Foreign Office are convinced it was illegal all along. One of those, back at the time in 2003, whose name I think was Elizabeth Wilmhurst, resigned, one of the only officials to resign during the Iraq saga, because she said that the Foreign Office had been changing its line a couple of times about whether it was illegal. First, it said without a second resolution, which of course wasn't got in the end, war would be illegal. Secondly, it said, ooh, maybe, and this is the longer advice that Lord Goldsmith wrote. And then in the end, when a gun was held to, well, if you believe the anti-war lot, the gun was held to Goldsmith's head and he had to decide whether to say it was legal or illegal, he just cut away all the caveats and said it's legal, at which point Elizabeth Wilmhurst resigned. Now, lots of her colleagues, who some would say were less courageous, stuck it out anyway, decided to believe the Attorney General. What we're seeing now is that as power drains away from Blair and maybe even Brown, some of those officials are maybe going to be more prepared to speak their own mind than they were to Lord Butler or Lord Hutton.
And just finally, I mean, you've said that the Tony Blair might bring proceedings to life, and that may well be the case, but is he going to say anything different? I mean, we didn't see Alistair Campbell just repeated what he always said. Isn't Tony Blair simply going to repeat the lines that we've all heard many, many times before?
I think he probably will. But of course, he's now confronted with rather more evidence of what other people think about it all than he was when he previously has had to defend the decision. What we now know, for example, to an extent that we didn't, that he was getting advice from the Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, at the 11th hour about how it was still possible to back down. It's also true that after the Hutton and Butler inquiries, a lot of very important documents leaked out. They came out in the run-up to the 2005 election, and they showed that the British government was told that Washington was fixing the facts. And we saw then that the Foreign Secretary had said he wanted to put up a case to the UN in order to spin, give a rationale for war. But Tony Blair has never really had to explain in forensic detail what he makes of all of this. So he will have some new questions put to him. But yes, I expect he'll deal with them in that familiar and brazen style that we're all used to.